with some like Plutarch, specifically citing Julius Caesar's soldiers as the ultimate cause of its destruction. The Roman writer Seneca wrote that 40,000 books were lost in the fire. However, other ancient historians claim to have gone to the Library of Alexandria after Caesar stayed in the city, and all of these claims might be muddled by the fact that there was more than one library in the area. It's possible that the Library of Alexandria, or some version of it, survived until the 7th century AD. But either way, the destruction of the library is often viewed as one of the reasons the Middle Ages were dark. Nobody knows for sure how much knowledge was lost in the library, nor how it affected what Western societies knew and didn't during medieval times. Chapter 1. Ancient Egyptian Libraries and Literary Tradition. When the Library of Alexandria was at its peak, the Egyptian capital was a Hellenized city as a result of Alexander the Great and the division of his empire. But even though the Egyptian rulers are all descended from Alexander's general Ptolemy, the fact that it was located in Egypt ensured that the library was also influenced